Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Today is Thursday, December 17, 2015. I am your host and spiritual life coach for healing artists. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our show to share your journey to higher consciousness, to share your life's purpose, and or to share your wellness products and or services, I would love to hear from you. I can be reached on Facebook at facebook.com/Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, dot love, L-O-V-E, the number 8. My email is lotus, L-O-T-U-S, life, L-I-F-E, the number 8, at yahoo.com. On the show today, we have Akhenaten Salam Bey. He will be sharing what a healing artist is and what we can all do together to, as a collective consciousness, to help raise the vibration of humanity. Akhenaten, thank you so much for being a guest once again today on the show. How are you?
I am excellent, Katina Love. I want to thank you for inviting me once again. I mean, it's my second time. Boy, I feel real honored.
Absolutely. You shared so much great information on the last show. I mean, you were just so full of knowledge, and I've been learning a lot from you, so I am very grateful for that.
Well,
absolutely.
I am excited. I know the last time we were stretching out there, and I really appreciate love, as I say,
mm-hmm.
What you do in raising the awareness of our people. You know, you are really committed to it, and I applaud you for facilitating that process.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So you're in Atlanta, Georgia. How's the weather down there?
The weather is good right now. I'm sitting and chilling in a little park with a little lake on the outside, you know, using one of our therapies, of self-care therapies that we mentioned, Vasandra and I, in our book that we co-authored, I Love Me, the Ultimate Care Guide for Healing Artists. So I'm a healing artist, just like yourself.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
We always have to do some things to take care of ourselves. I just finished a little that I was doing in the western part of Georgia. And I said, let me center myself so I can get ready for Katina Love and Awakening.
Aww. Thank you. And that is so important, to be centered and to be focused. And me, myself, when I do a radio show, I tend to not plan too much beforehand because I want to be in tune and I want to be connected and I want to have that connection, because so many times people just go through the motions of just, you know, going to work or working with clients, and they're disconnected, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so it's, to me, with the work that we do as healing artists, it's so important to be centered, to be focused, to be connected with, first of all, with yourself, with your higher self, and just really to take that me time out early on, to before we even meet with anybody, so
right.
that we can give our very best, right? Because
that's
to
right.
me, as a healing artist, taking care of yourself first is so vital, because if when you take care of yourself, you have more to give others. And then when you don't have anything
right.
to give others.
That's
so
for sure. Right on.
I take the time and just do make sure I do my deep breathing, my prayer, my affirmations, and just really be centered and focused and try not to let anything else distract me. So thanks for being on the show. And can you share with us, what is a healing artist? I mean, it's such a broad term. What is a healing artist?
It sure is a broad term. It is a broad term, I tell you. And this is, you know, a healing artist, most people want to think of, you know, someone with a doctor's degree or, you know, some kind of a degree behind them. But in many aspects, we are all healing artists, you know, this kind of goes back to, you know, our grandmothers, great grandmamas, you know, the nannies that were there to take care of us, you know, But the healing artist is one who takes their energy for the purpose of healing, and they do it in a creative way in which they facilitate the healing process, because we are not really doing the healing. We are actually just facilitators of the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think of that, many of us are, you know, considered a healer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do a thing where I ask the question. I say, which doctor uses witchcraft, right?
Right.
That's what we know them as, which doctor uses witchcraft. Right?
Right.
But
the misinformation that we're given. The misinformation, right?
right. But there's also a word sound to that I'm trying to pull out. You know, if you use that as a question now, because I was using it sort of like a pun, which doctor uses witchcraft? That's a question.
Mm-hmm.
In other words,
witchcraft. Okay, yeah.
Witchcraft do you use as a doctor?
Right.
Because all of us are healing artists, you know. So, again, witch doctors, and, you know, it's a way to get people to be not fall into the stereotypes, as you suggested, that, you know, people think of when you say the witch doctor. But the witch doctor is one that understands the secrets of the forest, the herbs, you know, understands energy and vibration and your relationship with the earth, your relationship with the cosmos, and just interacts with, you know, different aspects in terms of the earth and minerals and, you know, and that's all that the real pharmaceutical is, you know, they spelled it with a PH, but the real pharmaceutical is that with an F, because all of the things that we need, as you know, as a person who uses aromatherapy, it's all comes from the earth. So the witch doctor, you know, we got to not fall for the hype, you know, the stereotype of a witch doctor. And so I use that, you know, playing particularly on my radio program and coined that term witch doctor. And, you know, you have to ask ourselves, which doctor do you need?
Right.
The healing process is already within ourselves. That's what the real doctor is, the spiritual aspect, the inner healing process that takes place. Even when you just cut your finger, if you leave it alone and allow the process without interfering with it, then you... then the creative process would just work. The healing process begins to work right away.
Absolutely, absolutely. So would you say that a healing artist is someone, you talk about the book, what's the name of the book?
I Love Me. In fact, when you go
I Love Me
in our page, you know, this is a creative definition that Bassandra actually formulated, and I love that, you know, in terms of a healing artist being a creative being that channels healing energy, transforming disease to health through the power of love. And that is a piece you can find on page 20 in our book, I Love Me. And I think that's one of the best ways of expressing what a healing artist does. They are just a creative channel for that healing energy. And our role is to transform the disease, which is the lack of ease. That's all disease is. Transform that disease to health through the power of love. And that's key right there. And I know you resonate with that, Katina, love.
Yes, I do
only
very much.
Through the power of love. You know, and speaking of that, Katina, you know, I asked you some personal information, and we'll cover this in fuller detail on our, another episode where we're going to be talking about the Mayan cosmology, which is a healing science in itself. But, you know, one of your aspects is love from the Olmec Mayan cosmology.
Wow,
and you love producing things, don't you?
Yes.
obvious because you produce this program.
Yes.
And you have these perfectionist kind of tendencies. You like it to be perfect, right?
Yes.
See, now that's your signature. You know, it's called the galactic
wow.
signature. It's connected with the Olmec Mayan cosmology. And just in brief, because of course we want to stay focused on this program, but it's
mm-hmm.
right in, you know, just I had to take advantage of synchronicity since we're talking about
yes.
love. You know, the
yeah.
your aspect is called the white planetary dog. And that's significant.
Wow.
When you say white is the energy of refinement. You know, and I'll
mm-hmm.
go through those details because it has a lot to do with color. And, you know, color therapy is very healing. And
mm-hmm.
also
yes.
we know the relationship. Many people can understand that puppy love, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice and cute to have that little puppy love. We even say that when we
yeah.
relate to one another sometimes, right? Well, that's
yes.
your energy, dealing with love. And that's all about energy because our real essence, Katina, is
mm-hmm.
love. This is why
yes.
I preach love, the scripture when it says, God is love.
Wow. Yes. Yes.
And
so
that's
true.
When we
so
are created
true.
In the likeness and image, then we are love. And so
right.
when we move as healing artists with that as our basis in essence,
mm-hmm.
that's when the healing process goes to work. Because it's about
right.
love.
It is. It is.
And so we channel that energy of love
yes.
through supporting our clients. And I don't like to just use clients because, as I said, all of us are healing
mm-hmm.
artists. You
yes.
know, our focus when Vasandra had her brainchild of doing the Love Tour 2015, when we
mm-hmm.
Toured 30 cities to impact healing artists to get, you know, because we know that healing artists, a lot of times they are so passionate about
right.
their craft.
Right, right.
They love helping others. But a lot
mm-hmm.
of times they neglect themselves.
Right.
Giving so much of themselves. And so that's one of the reasons why we developed or created this book, I Love Me, The Ultimate Self-Care
mm-hmm.
Guide to Healing Artists, is to address that. But we also, you know, because healing artists are in touch with their community, we felt
mm-hmm.
that would be the place to start because those are the ones that are channeling their energy, their,
mm-hmm.
Their channeling
yeah.
healing energy for
mm-hmm.
the purpose of transforming disease to health through their power of love. It is their love
and
that motivates them. So what I'm
love.
Saying is that all of us are healing artists.
Yeah, and it's amazing because I cannot say so many of us are aware that we're healing artists. I would say more in the higher consciousness community, but then you have the unconscious healers too that don't realize that they're healing. Or even in the church, some are aware and some are not aware.
Right.
You know, just like the scriptures that says they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed.
Mm-hmm.
So when you use that love, they're channeling that love, healing energy. And, I mean, there's so many titles to healing artists. Energy healers, Reiki healers, intuitive
oh, yeah.
healers, massage therapists, chiropractors, neuropathic doctors. I mean, there's just so many essential oils distributors,
mm-hmm.
wellness
mm-hmm.
coaches, fitness coaches. There's so many, and even the doctors in traditional medicine, they're healers because they have, it's all about the energy. It's not
right.
so much the pill that they're prescribing or the medicine. It's
That's
the,
right.
It's the energy between the doctor and the what they call a patient. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's the energy transfer from one to another. So if that doctor is open and has an open heart, then they can heal just with the contact with the patient. Would you agree?
Oh, totally. I mean, you hit right on the mark where I was headed. You know, the doctors not only, you know, as I mentioned before, pharmaceuticals come from really the original term was with an F because it came from herbs that were farmed. We just have the synthetic aspects that are in drugs today, but the energy, there is some energy there. It's just the side effects of the synthetic aspect that are of great concern. But the major emphasis is what you just said. It's about the touch.
Yes.
You know, I remember when I was a child, one of the best things that was very healing and soothing for me, if I ever was fell or hit my hand or my knee, is my mother's touch.
Yes.
Touching that place where it was hurting felt so much better. You know, and this is what we do, as you're saying, the doctor with the, and you place emphasis, I heard you, on the doctor's energy of love, you know.
Right.
If they have a real sense of caring for their patient, that's the real energy that is being transferred. That's that energy of love. This is why we, you know, emphasize in our book, I Love Me, what a healing artist is, a creative being. Challenging, healing energy, transforming disease to health through the power of love.
Absolutely. And even artists are healers. If they're in the right frame of mind, if they're connected with spirit, artists, when you look at a piece of art, it can bless you. It can heal you. Because
you
that energy transfer from that artist to the picture to you is it has healing powers as well. And music, the right
You're
type
right
of
on
music.
It. Oh, you
the
can
right
read
type
my
of music.
Book. That's right, the right type of music. We talk about that in the book, I Love Me. It is so, and we use that a lot. I know Vasandra uses it in her practice as a life coach a lot. And, you know, that's what I do. A lot of people don't realize on my radio program, I program my, you know, my program has to have certain types of music intertwined with it. I know the feeling. Tina, I have people that call me up and they say, wow, that music touched me, you know.
Wow.
Or whatever I'm doing, weaving music sometimes interlaced with some spiritual message, they feel it, you know. So
that
is healing. That is very healing. And speaking about artists, you know, one of the things, and we speak about this in the book, and it's interesting you keep bringing these things up because you talked about all these crafts, you know, and that's why I go back to the question, which doctor uses which craft? So you named all those crafts which doctors use, all these crafts which doctors use, and it's motivating Vasandra and I to come out with like a second edition because it's so much to cover about all these modalities and healing artists, what they have to offer. And you mentioned about an artist, because we take this for granted, but artists, just a picture has that kind of impact on your psyche. So I do something, and we mentioned it in the in our book. It's called Sacred Geometry, you know, and this is a practice I do on a daily basis. Sacred Geometry was something that we used. It was always on the pyramid walls in the form of hieroglyphics, in the form of petroglyphics, the rock glyphs. These had impacts on you. I'm going to give you an example that's shown in the scripture. It's right there a lot of times in the scripture, and people miss it. But it was Moses, when they were in the wilderness, he held up a brazen serpent.
Wow.
And he told them to look on it. And the people that looked on it were healed. They were transformed. So there's power in certain things that we look at. Now, of course, the serpent represented in the positive healing.
Yes.
Because, you know, the serpent is that serpentine energy, that serpentine fire, like Earth, Wind, and Fire talks about in their song, Serpentine Fire. It's that serpentine energy that goes up and down the spine, quote, industry, or the medical industry has adopted that icon of the, they call it the caduceus, with the intertwining snakes going up the staff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then it has the they would call it wings or wings of an eagle or so forth, or representing angelic aspects. But this is really talking about your brain up above, the right and left hemisphere. And when you channel what is called in the Orient the kundalini, and in another way of terming it, it's that serpentine energy that goes up the spine and opens up the seal. This is what it's really talking about in the scriptures of Revelation when it's talking about the seven candles or the seven seals. You're opening up those seals.
Wow.
And the Revelation is actually a medical book. It's a spiritual book, medical book, all in one for those who are initiated to understand that process. So you are opening up these seals, opening up these seven books that have been sealed, and that's talking about our seven chakras, the basic seven chakras. So these are things that we are doing and don't even realize it. Certain geometric shapes impact us to touch into our deeper unconscious, preconscious stuff, and that's the beauty of these ancient sciences.
That is truly amazing, amazing. So we as healing artists, so what can we all, we're already all helping to raise the consciousness of humanity. But do you feel it's important that we connect more with each other? Because sometimes we're kind of distant, you know what I mean? Just kind of off to our, you know, in our own little space doing our thing. Mm-hmm. But how important is it to you that we all reach out to each other and support each other in our projects and things like that?
Oh, such a great question, Katina. You know, it reminds me of one of the impetus of our reason for doing the Love Tour 2015.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to those 30 cities was to do exactly what you're in imparting there, and that is, because a lot of times we get so involved in our own craft, in our own work, and we begin to alienate ourselves, you know, and that's a problem. You know, when you begin to alienate yourself, alienation really is the opposite of love. Love is connection. That's what love is. Love is that connection. And, you know, using the scripture again, you know, there's an immutable cosmic spiritual law that that you know Jesus had shared, and of course this was something that was written on Egyptian walls when he went to Egypt as a little boy, and he saw all this. It wasn't anything new. He came to really fulfill it, you know, fulfill those spiritual laws. And that major law that gets by many people is this: where two or more come together.
Touch
and agree.
Touch and agree.
Is in the midst of us. See, when you're connecting with people, you're agreeing with people. You know, you're agreeing with someone when you're touching on that, you know. And you know how to use that word touch. Well, let me touch on that, Katina. You know, again, that's not a physical touch.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual, mental kind of touch. That is an agreement.
Yeah.
You know, you've joined, and that is the whole basis of our lives, is to get back in union with the one true source. When there is any disease, Katina, it is really a result of us alienating alienating ourselves from the one true power source that we call in many names that that we can call God.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we separate ourselves, this is why the meditation, the spiritual practices, the silence, all these are useful tools to get back with the union with ourselves,
mm-hmm.
union with that higher self, that presence that is in us, that ever presence. See, we forget that eternal presence is always present,
mm-hmm.
in its presence with us.
Absolutely. Wow.
That eternal presence, that whole presence, that healing presence, that love presence is always with
Absolutely.
Us because there's not a spot where God is not.
Absolutely. Because we're all God.
We're all that. And once we, that was the oneness that Jesus was trying to express. I don't know why we got, I guess it's the reason for the season. We talking like like this is using an example. But truly, the Christ, Jesus, was a perfect example of showing us about that oneness. And this is what we say, I and my Father are one. But that was not meant for just him. No, he said, these and greater things shall you do. So that is our affirmation. We must make that firm in our being that I and the Father or the Source are one.
Are one.
And if we claim anything else, then we're using that in vain. And, you know, it says, do not use the Lord's name in vain. And what is that name? I am.
I am.
So whatever
I am.
You attach to I am, if you attach something that is not God, then you're using it in vain. You're using it against yourself, not for
now
yourself.
Now it makes sense.
It's like,
now it
it's
makes
like
sense.
Electricity. Electricity has always been here.
Right.
You know, back when people were using candles and all that.
Right.
Electricity always been there. But when people began to be conscious of this invisible force, and I'm an electrician, a licensed master electrician, so I go there sometimes.
Okay.
This invisible power that is there, but it can be lethal and it can be a benefit to you. When we use it to our benefit, that's the same process of using the I am, that conscious. No, God is no respecter of person, right? So who can say I am?
Everybody.
Exactly. Nobody has a monopoly on it. No respect to a person because that I am present. And only you can say I am for yourself. So who am I? That's what we have to ask ourselves. That's where the real process of healing begins. And when we're talking about, you know, see, I'm coined, in, coined by Vasandhya particularly, because we're explaining what I really do, you know, some of the things I really do. And I embrace the term a spiritual alchemist. Because what does an alchemist do? An alchemist, we know, changes base metals into precious metals of gold or other precious metals, right? But guess what? Metals. Check the metals out. Metals, when we think of coins, where do they come from? The mint, right? The U.S. mint. They take metals, precious metals or metals, and they become value, right? So follow with me here.
Right.
Because I always deal with vibrations of words. Mint produces metals. But the root of mental is mint.
That is just
so your mental, your mentals are those metals are to be transformed into precious metals. So I take base mentals and transform them and change them into precious mentals. Mentals of high achievement. You feel me? And all of us are that. All of us are
spiritual alchemists. That's a whole
nother
show. Yes. We'll have to look, we're going to be doing show after show. So. Wow. Amazing, amazing. Can you share your information on how to get your book?
Okay, of course. Go to my Facebook page. It is right there, Night Watch Expressions. That'll link you to my radio program in Atlanta, WRG 89.3 FM. We're a 100,000-watt station, been there for 42 years. I've been there 30 years, as you mentioned in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so if they go to facebook.com/ Your Witch Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Or twitter.com, Your Witch Doctor. And you'll see over on the left-hand banner side of this access to our book, I Love Me. There's also access to essential oils that I know you are a favorite of.
Yes.
And you can also go to my website, AkhenatenBey.com. That's AkhenatenBey, AkhenatenBey.com. And that's how you can get it. And I thank
okay.
you for asking.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Such a blessing to so many. So thank you so much, Akhenaten, for being a guest on the show today with Awakening with Katina Love. And we're going to be doing another show next Monday about the Mayan calendar.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
I'm
next Monday,
to
okay.
It. Yeah.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. And I'll leave this with your listeners. You know, something I have as a part of my signature on some of my emails, and it's an old saying by the ancient Tahuti of ancient Egypt. Some people may know, probably next week. And
oh,
it says, mind your mind for the jewels of your soul. Remember that.
Wow.
Mind your mind for the mm-hmm. jewels of your soul. Thank you, Katina. And as I say,
thank
more
you.
Love, more life.
More love. More love, more life. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for listening to the Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.